B-Pod Studios.
Broadcasting today from Xfinity Live outside Citizens Bank Park, 610-632-0975.
I love being out here. I love it. I love being with the people.
Yeah.
There's only one tiny, tiny drawback.
What's that?
He's looking at me quizzically, Andrew. The only slight, tiny drawback is I look around and I see people drinking beers. And we don't have any.
There's none in your hand right now.
Right. Like, I'd much rather be with our friends right here
by the statue
in front of us, right? Yeah. That are hanging out.
Yeah.
What are your names?
Paul and Jen. It's my birthday.
Oh, birthday, Paul.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Paul and Jen.
Hello. Yeah.
There you go.
They're solo cupping it.
Who we got? Kevin.
Look at this.
Nice.
Everybody.
Happy birthday, Paul.
Another birthday guy.
Another birthday man.
I'll
What's your
you.
Name? Neil.
Neil.
Happy birthday, Neil. Look at that.
Damn right I'm the man, Neil. Happy birthday, brother.
What up?
Juror number five stands
oh,
here.
Oh, he's in the house. Okay.
How about all that?
Right. All right. All right, we're going to go back to the phone, Stan. Hang tight, all right?
We'll do it live!
610-632-0975. Sean and Voorhees on the Fanatic. What's up, Sean?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Hey, Sean.
Hey, I spoke to you Monday, and you gave me a possible call of the week about, you know, the changes that need to be made for the Sixers. And I felt like he made the changes. I mean, necessary changes about not putting TJ in. Even when Bobby was in, I thought there was changes. He almost, like I said before, almost played point center where guys were just cutting to the lane constantly.
Yeah.
Like, the movement was awesome. I just, you know, I felt, and then the Ben Simmons thing. Like, dude, if he drank, he drank. My issue would have been if he would have came in like LeBron James with a wine glass coming into the arena, whether you're playing or not.
Right, right,
you know
right,
I mean? Like,
right,
come on,
right.
The kid's 22 years old. Like, let him live.
Yes.
At that point, Joel Embiid wasn't even playing, doing what he wanted to do. Because
exactly.
He gets coddled anyway. So let Ben live. Like, come on, man. He's 22. And then, I don't know.
I'm so with you. It was a great call on Monday and a great call today. You nailed it with he made the changes. I'll tell you, I'm with you. I'm curious to see if he sticks with keeping TJ on the bench. There's no need to time that Ennis is back.
You know what was crazy? It was such a small play, but I noticed it, and I know how you like to analyze, too. When they tried to set a pick on Ben literally took his elbow and put it right into his chest. Like, you want to set a pick on me?
Yeah.
You're going to feel the pain of the pick.
Yeah, you're so right. And you wonder why he was – and he played great defense, man. Like, that third quarter, he was great defensively. Why does that happen, like, intermittently? Is that just a product of youth? I guess that's my question.
I think, honestly, I thought it had to do with a little Brett digging in him and getting that, you know, sometimes you need that fire, that coach that, like you said, Tortorella, when he went in there and then that locker room, that type of speech that's going to bring out the best in somebody.
Yeah.
When I played high school football, I used to love when my high school coach, there was a specific coach that would speak and, like, would bring the best at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And Sean, you can't reside in that zip code all the time because it loses effect.
Right.
You got to know when to do it. That's what really good coaches know.
I got to tell you, man, maybe that was it, but he still has to be more consistent.
That's a young player learning.
Like, I'm a huge, you know how I feel about Simmons.
Oh, you love him.
Right. But he's got to be able to be driving to the lane, attacking the rim. That's got to happen, you know, 4 out of 5, not 1 out of 4.
Yeah. And that's a young player, Ant, realizing that he can never let his intensity level drop off, especially a kid like him who was so gifted. And at every level he played prior to the NBA, he didn't have to come in with this. He could do what he wanted no matter what his mental mindset was coming in. In the NBA, that's different. You got to come in mentally ready to play. And it takes a little time for a 20, 21, and now 22-year-old kid to learn that. And he went into the playoffs last year, and they rode that 16-game win streak in. He comes in this year and in the first game. He wasn't mentally there ready to play. He realized it. He heard it from the fans. Maybe heard it from the coach. Self-reflected and went out and delivered a great performance.
Yeah, except
18, 12, and 10.
And it was great. Now,
followed up.
I need to see it again in game three.
That's where he needs to reside
because
now.
Because you can say whatever you want. That series is still tied.
You're exactly right.
So I need to see it again.
You want a game tonight too, don't you?
I do. I miss
I'm
it.
Itching.
Yeah, I'm kind of missing it. I miss it.
Yeah.
Last night saw OKC Portland, which was an interesting game. San Antonio goes down. Denver comes back on San Antonio. Toronto, you knew, was going to after losing game one.
They belted.
They were going to crush. The Raptors definitely were going to crush last night.
Yeah, they took care of business, even that up. So the Sixers and Raptors, each series tied at one. And we'll be looking forward to tomorrow night when they go on the road for the first time. They'll go to Brooklyn, take on the Nets. I'll have to get an early line on that game. Imagine the Sixers, I'm going to say a 5.5-point choice. Think that's about right?
Yeah, I guess I would say a little higher.
A little higher?
Let me say 6.5.
Because game two was 8 at home.
I'll say 6.5.
All right, to the early line. Actually, right now, Sixers 3. Open up to 2.5. Wow.
Really?
Really.
You got to be kidding me.
That is crazy low, isn't it? That's a Brooklyn line.
Really?
Yeah.
6.5?
It's wait, three. Yeah.
Honestly,
and opened at 2.5.
3.5? Free?
Yeah.
That's outrageous. That's way low.
It is extremely a 3-6 matchup. And you just put 145 on them.
Dude, if they can't lose this game three.
No, they can't.
Oh
man.
I had one gasket. I don't have another gasket to blow.
You used up your weekly gasket.
Yeah.
You did blow. Oh man, you blew like a and that was a day buffer in between.
Yeah,
you had Sunday to reflect.
I think I was angrier on Monday than I was on Sunday.
Yeah. Well, you compartmentalized it for Sunday a little bit. 610-632-0975. We're live at Xfinity Live right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jason Martinez. I got to tell you about Natural Lawn because it is that time of year, spring. Everybody loves a nice green lawn, but we don't want to sacrifice the safety of our loved ones, you and your kids, your neighbor's kids, pets, and you should be conscious of what goes on your lawn. So what do? You call Natural Lawn of America. Why? Because they use safer organic-based lawn care products that actually reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn. And with Natural Lawn, you don't have to sacrifice beauty for safety. They actually do keep your grass greener and keep the weeds away. For over 25 years, Natural Lawn has been recognized as the leader in organic-based lawn care. So whether you live in PA or New Jersey, Natural Lawn's customized treatments will give you the lush green lawn you've always wanted. Plus, for a limited time only, Natural Lawn is offering $100 off their full-service program. That's right, $100 off. So if you want a greener lawn with fewer weeds, make the call to Natural Lawn today and tell them Jason Martita sent you. Here's the number, 855-LAWN-CARE. That's 855-LAWN-CARE. Get that $100 off as well. Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Earlier today with Gargano and Mertidis.
You posed the question. You know, I think today's this topic.
I'm a Wentz man. Let's just make that clear, as you are.
This topic will basically be, are you committed to Carson?
Push the chips in,
I mean,
right?
This is what we're talking about. This is where you're, you know, the jury on Carson comes out. And are you committed to him? Do you believe that he's the guy going forward?
Yeah.
Has the guy gotten injured? Yeah. Is there a chance to get injured again? Yeah.
Sure.
You know, I get it. I get it. And he may be that snake bit dude that has a litany of injuries, or he may not.
That show recap was brought to you by Dietz and Watson's Real Philly Deli Hoagie Guide, with your chance to win great prizes just for eating delicious hoagies from the area's best Real Philly delis. Visit realphillydeli.com. Now, here are Anthony Gargano and Jason Mertidis.
Back live, Xfinity Live. Seeing some retro jerseys.
I love the game day.
You do.
I love
the smell of it.
Yeah, the smell, the excitement. You know, there's something about ball.
Well, you come down here when the place is nothing's going on and just look at the stadiums.
And I do.
At one point, I found that a little strange, but I get the connection. You know what I mean?
There's two things I do that's weird. I come down here and I do it often. where I come and I do a lot.
Reflect.
I like to stare. I'll stare at the link. I'll stare at Citizens Bank. Usually the stadiums. I don't really do the arena much, but I sit because I usually sit like on Patterson Avenue.
Pull over on the side and just kind of chill and take a little inventory and reflect. Well, we do have some news from Bob Nightingale, our good buddy.
But the other thing, real quick, the other thing I do that's weird that you'll definitely find weird is I haven't done it much lately because I just don't have the time. But I like going to sit in the airport.
What?
I like the airport.
What?
Well, you pull over in like the cell phone lot?
I like the airport. Sometimes I go in.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Why? And go in the terminal? Just like sit in the terminal?
Yeah, and read.
I know what it is. I know what the issue is. Because it makes you feel like you're back traveling.
Yes.
Because you used to read in the terminal waiting for your flight all the time.
Yeah.
You are strange.
I haven't done it in a while because I've been busy, but I used to do it a lot.
You go to the airport?
Like, you know, I do it at least once a month.
Oh, my goodness. Do you look up and watch the planes land and take off?
Yeah.
And the jet wash?
I love the jetway, yeah. Oh yeah, I love the airport.
You are a bizarre...
Yeah, I love planes.
You like, you're sitting there going, where's that plane going?
Yes.
On it?
That's it.
There's stories.
It's not so much that I'm an aviation person as much as I'm a wanderer or a traveler or, you know, nomadic. I loved it. I always like... Huh? What's someone do?
What's the story on that plane?
I do Google Earth all the time, where I'll just kind of
take yourself to Rome for a couple minutes.
I do.
Street View.
I'm a Google Earth person.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
And you see like some British Airways. Like, where's that plane going?
I love the
Saudi Arabia.
I love the international.
Oh my God! Oh,
yeah,
it's
pretty
stranger
weird.
By the day.
I know.
Jeez, I pee in the woods, and you go to the airport to read.
Yeah.
What the hell's going on?
Yeah.
All right. So this is
a little bit weird.
Let me get your thoughts on this report from Bob Nightingale, USA Today.
Yeah.
Bob Nightingale tweets the following: the New York Mets and the Philadelphia Phillies are showing strong interest in Texas Rangers ace Mike Minor, who is off to a dazzling start. He pitched a 3-hit complete game shutout Tuesday versus the Angels. He has a 1.27 ERA in his last three starts, and he's owned $9.5 million this year and in 2020. Interested?
I'm not a big Minor fan. I know he's pitching well. Mm-hmm. It's early. Nah.
That's not a lot of money, though, man.
No.
But the question is you're trading for him, what are you giving up?
At this point, I think I'm in on arms, but he's not a guy that I don't really covet him.
Okay. Even like, you know, early in the season, you grab a guy, then you grab another arm.
A lefty.
At the deadline. So you add a lefty to your rotation, and not a lot of money. Question: you're going to have to give up something for him, but what are you going to have to give up, and do you do something this early? It all depends on your level of concern with this Phillies pitching staff at this
stage. Yeah, I mean, look, they need everybody. They need many, many pitchers.
Yeah.
And
obviously they optioned Pivetta earlier today. So,
like they do,
they're not happy.
Like they need help. I get it.
So, all right. Well, we'll see what happens. We'll see how it plays out.
I'm not like the biggest fan.
The weird thing with Minor, he's got a career ERA right around 4, and sometimes I give a little credit because he's pitching in Texas. But I just looked at his splits, and his home ERA is 3.59. His road ERA is 4.34.
Yeah, dude. He I'm not a big fan.
Yeah, he's weird.
I know. Like, he pitched all right for Kansas City out of the bullpen. Did you see that? In 2017, before he came to the Rangers, he got stretched out of starter. He pitched out of the pen for a season in 2017. Remember, he goes from Atlanta. He was with the Braves, and he was not... I mean, he had a bad year. 6-12 in 14. He goes and gets surgery. Comes back 17, he's in the bullpen, does well, was just okay against with Texas last year, and then this year he's off to a good start.
How old is he? 26?
30.
Is he that old?
31.
31, wow, okay. That's different. It's not a lot of money, though.
Yeah, you know. Like, my only thing is, are you getting collections? I don't know. I mean, maybe you get lucky with them. You give it a shot, but
give you a
are you collecting bad arms?
and therefore it's going to prevent you from getting a good arm, a really good arm, at the deadline.
Yeah. That's the only thing I would think about. But look, I'm okay. I'm okay if you... You know, if you give up nothing for him, I mean, I'm looking at that sort of thing. But if you gave him anything substantial, I'm out.
All right. 610-632-0975. That's the number. Let's go to Jay in Bluebell. Joins us right here on 97. As soon as I can get the mouse, there we go. 97.5 The Fact. What's up, Jay?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Go, Jay.
All right. This is why it's so hard living in Philadelphia in this area, man. Because you guys, everyone just trips me out. I can't believe the consideration of even considering Ben Simmons. I mean, are you serious? I mean,
considering what? Trading Ben Simmons?
I don't believe
that story.
Even if you have that conversation. And then how many games did he play last year? He played 80 games.
Yeah, I don't believe that story at all.
And
so,
then,
I mean, the story
Ben
came out of New York.
Ben never want to come out the game.
He's got a great motor.
He never want to come out the game. Now, you say, well, he got to improve. He does have to improve. But let's say he improved his defense from last year.
You're talking to the choir, so you don't need to worry about it.
I'm talking to the people that's listening to you because some kind of way they keep coming down on Ben Simmons.
I know.
Like, you want him to be the best defensive player. You want him to be – this is second full year. Get a man a chance. I mean, I don't even understand what they even considering and talking about Ben Simmons. I mean, he had a triple-double. He's averaging. I don't understand. It's just like how people got on Jimmy Rollins. He didn't run out three bases, four or five, and then they say, oh, he's garbage. Trade him. He don't care. But Chase cost us 2 years, but let nobody look at him, with nobody see his doc. Let nobody from the Philly check
him out. Hey, Jake, do me a favor. We got to get you a call of the week.
Yeah, you got to go in the mix.
You're in the mix.
Yeah, Jay, here's the thing.
Because I think you're preaching, man.
Yeah.
I like it.
Jay, here's the thing, too. Ben Simmons is not a scorer. And a lot of people equate a lot with just being the scorer. And they don't look at all those other things that Ben does. Look, you're right. He missed one game in his rookie year last year. He missed three this year. One game. And he averaged 33 minutes last year and 34 this year.
Give him a break, and then we want to run. And then when somebody don't want to come and stay and do an extension, we like, oh my God, what happened? They don't want to be here because.
Yeah, but I think that's a. But I still think it's a small minority.
Yeah, and Jay, I'm going to put you in the mix for caller of the week and the $200 gift certificate gold.
I don't think it's a lot. I think it's a sports radio thing.
What is that? Explain that.
Well, I think you know. There's a lot of people that Jay was about to disagree when I said it's a minority of people.
Okay.
And he said, listen to the callers.
The vocal minority.
You know, the callers, for instance, the callers to our program, they only make up, they're less than 0.1%.
Yeah.
Of the
listening audience. Yeah.
So, you know, you got to take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
Like, I don't hear a lot of, you know, trade Ben. I hear frustration with Ben, and some of it is right.
Yeah. And a lot of times satisfaction doesn't allow people to pick up the phone. You don't call in to say, I'm satisfied. You call in to complain.
Right.
That's just the nature of the business. But, you know, this town, and I don't know if it's like this in other towns. You would know way better than me. Favor scorers. We don't favor facilitators.
That's fans. Yes.
We see the score, the guy who scores.
Yes.
Yeah, and we don't favor the guy that does all the setting up of the scoring.
Listen, that's fandom and by nature. It's any town. That's any town. You know what's cool? We're sitting here outside Xfinity Live. There's two groups of girls of four.
How many?
Two groups of four girls going to the game. They're not together. It's
two separate packs of wolves?
Two foursomes.
Two packs.
It's two foursomes right there.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, that's cool. Two different set right in front of us.
Yeah.
Going to the game. Well, let's go to the game. The girls are going to the game.
Big fan of the yoga pant.
Yeah, I wasn't going there, but yeah, I would agree.
They should come over sign up for a chance to win our Iron Maiden tickets over here.
No, but the point is, that's impressive.
Yeah,
Shows you. My sister just said, my sister and my niece were at the game last night, two of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're two
picked up and went down
to the mother and daughter. So I saw a lot of fathers and sons today, and because I have two boys, I relate a lot to that.
Yeah, yeah.
But my sister and her and my niece were there last night.
Yeah, it's the mother place and daughter. It's a great place to be.
It is. It's cool. Like that's what
10 run in too.
That's why the Phillies have to be happy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very cool. It's alive again. It's got the pulse again. It's the place to be again.
Yeah, man.
Cool. Back in trend. Let's go to we got a couple of lines, by the way. 610-632-0975. Ryan in North Philly joins us on the Fanatic. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Yo, Ryan.
So before I touch on Ben Simmons, I want to say something quick about Brett Brown. I have personally been defending him all year, saying we needed to get to the playoffs before we give him a fair judgment because playoffs are a whole different animal in the NBA, and you guys know that. I mean, the NBA regular season is probably the least important regular season of all the four sports, which is a problem, but...
Although hockey.
Yeah.
We just learned.
Lightning got dumped in four.
We just learned that when the best team in the league goes out and gets swept.
Right, right. Yeah.
And that's like Golden State getting bounced in the first round by an 8 seed.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. But after Saturday's game, I was absolutely sick to my stomach about the way that team came out starting this playoff run. How important they knowing this playoff run was, and they came out and showed that way, was just sickening. And then I got to give Brett Brown the credit, though, because they made some good adjustments for Monday's game.
Yeah.
I mean, solid. In terms of Ben Simmons, I think you guys are right. Not a lot of people call, or the people that call in do not make up the majority. But I am a big Twitter guy, and a lot of stuff pops up on your Twitter from, you know, when you're tweeting about sports and stuff, people of the Philly area. And so many people are so impatient with Ben Simmons and want him to be a perfect NBA player in his second year. I mean, yeah, the guy can't shoot, but he has shown he can be an elite defender. He's so versatile on defense. He can guard any spot. And then on offense, he's a beast in the post, and he makes unbelievable passes and stuff. So I think shooting is just – that'll just bring everything together if he can somehow turn that around.
If he can give you – forget about a long-range three.
Exactly.
If he can just give you mid-range, you know, 12, 15 feet, then he's a dominant force.
Absolutely.
And like, you know, then he's a potentially top five player in the league, top seven player in the league.
And I just don't know why. I think Embiid, I mean, we were patient with Embiid for all his injuries and stuff, but he kind of just dominated the game the second he stepped on the floor. And I think a lot of people wanted to see that out of Ben.
Yeah.
But we can't remember that Giannis was in the league for 6 years. And
dude, I brought up the numbers last week to Jason. We went through them.
I got them right in front of me, as a matter of fact.
His first two playing seasons, now he comes in at 19. His first two playing seasons where he did nothing. The third year, he showed a little bit of improvement. It wasn't until year four, really year five, where he starts to deflect.
Really take off, yeah.
Giannis was a nobody for the first 3 or 4 years of his career, and then all of a sudden, everybody wants to anoint him the best player in the league, which I think he has definitely earned some of that. And Kawhi, too. If you look at Kawhi's first two seasons,
Kawhi was
under like 7 points a game. It was crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Ben is starting a lot better than these guys have, and I think he's the best athlete we've seen in this league since LeBron came in. I mean, Giannis is a pretty freaking crazy athlete too, but
6'11",
Ben is so big, strong, and coordinated. It's a very rare combination for guys his size.
Yeah, no question. Thanks for the call, Ry. You're right, and we took Giannis's first year because he was 19 out of the equation, right? And we looked at his second year versus Ben's first year. Because they were age appropriate, they were both 20, and in Giannis's 20-year, he had 81 games played. He averaged 31.4 minutes a game. He averaged 12.7 points. He had 2.6 assists a game, 6.7 rebounds a game. All right. In Ben's first 20-year-old year, 81 games played, 33.7 minutes, averaged 15.8. He averaged 8.1 rebounds. And he averaged 8.2 assists. All right? So go to the third year. Giannis, in his third year, this is where he got up to 16.9 points. He played in 80 games. He averaged 7.7 rebounds and 4.3 assists. that season in 16.9 points. Age comparable to Ben Simmons, he also averaged 16.9 points this past season, but he averaged 8.8 rebounds and 7.7 assists. So there you go.
It's funny because I told you I pulled those up.
Yep, and we went and compared them.
You know, because I had done a show. It was Cousins Corner. It was last Thursday. Mm-hmm. Where it was, and you know, we had gotten a lot of anti Ben sentiment, and I brought those numbers out on the show, and you know, still people. Oh well, you know, one guy wanted to argue that, remember, he was hurt a whole year. Well, if you don't play, you don't play. Well, you still be able to go out and shoot free throws. That stuff's got to come. And when you're a ball handler and you're a young point guard, you're going to go through layers of growing pains.
You got to play to grow.
Yes.
Being out a year doesn't let you grow.
No.
Work on it like that way in game situations. You can't simulate it.
That's what it has to be.
Yeah.
That's what it has to be. You just have to. Now, again, it doesn't mean you don't get exasperated with him on game one and he plays timid. Like, he was timid on Saturday.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, Thursday night's a big deal, how he comes back.
Yeah. And he was so good on Monday. And you see that, what he's capable of.
Yeah.
And that's when you go, well, why don't we? Therein lies your frustration, because he's a guy that, we've talked about his demeanor from back in that documentary and just the way he carries himself as almost aloof and expressionless in a lot of ways, where you have the polar opposite in Embiid, who's just always so dramatic and over the top with every element of his life on and off the court, that when you have that side-by-side comparison, it sticks out even more. But Giannis, in that third year after, you know, when he got into that next realm, he went to 23 points a game. And he got up to 8.8 rebounds and 5.4 assists. But we think that when we look back, we weren't following Giannis in those first 2 years where he was in his development years. We assumed that he busted onto the scene and was that guy.
Yeah.
When you see it from afar.
Yeah.
But that's not the case.
No.
It does take time. And you see what Giannis is now. And is Ben going to be that guy? He may not be the scorer that Giannis
is. Well, that's why, I mean, you know, that's why this whole thing is, I mean, that story, that the reason why we're even discussing is because of the story that came out in New York Daily News, and it alleged that the Sixers that Elton wanted to trade him. And the story's not, I mean, it's, I don't believe it a little bit. I don't believe that you would look to trade. First of all, there's so many red flags in the thing. Why would you look to trade a cornerstone of your franchise at the deadline?
That's a summer deal.
You got to go back and deliberate and, You don't make a willy-nilly, you know, kind of deal like that.
Yeah.
You got to trade Ben Simmons. I mean, that's where you have to have meetings about. What's the architecture of our team?
How do we want to play?
That's why that story is not, in case people missed it, that's why we're talking about it. There's a story in the Daily News, New York Daily News, that alleged that the Sixers were looking to trade Ben. And there was a couple other things in it, too. But it just doesn't pass the smell test. It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah. By the way, Brett Brown says he has not read it and will not read it. He spoke to some people today at practice.
Okay. So he did comment on it, but has not read the piece.
Well, give it to me. Give me the Brett saying I will not.
I'm not going to read it. I think it's nonsense. It does nothing to nurture my group. And it's just a distraction from what we have to do coming up on Thursday in Brooklyn.
There's a couple Sixer guys with the Sixer jersey going to Phillies games.
No, that's cool. That's cross pollination.
You got Butler. You got Jimmy. I love me some Jimmy.
We got a Butler and an Embiid side by side. Butler in blue and Embiid the white jersey.
All right.
I'm down. I love the stars on the side that go down like the side of your rib cage.
Jersey, yeah.
That's just cool.
Yeah.
Cool jerseys. 610-632-0975. That's the number. A couple open lines if you want to grab them. Coming up top of the hour, we're going to give you another keyword, chance to win $1,000, and also bring the heat in today's midday show takeover, brought to you by Sabre On Point IT Solutions for a changing world. Visit sabreonpoint.com and set up your free consultation today. 610-632-0975. We're coming to you live at Xfinity Live on 97.5 The Fanatic, and it is springtime. Weather's nice today. It's been nice last couple days, and it's just going to get better.
Chilly, though, huh?
What's that? Well, there's a nice breeze, but that's nice. We'll take it. And it might be blowing out today. But Window Nation's annual spring cleaning sales event is underway. So are your windows having issue? You had to open them up because it's that time of year to get some fresh air through the house. Did you notice cracks, hard to open, unusual moisture? Maybe you're just window shopping. If so, call Window Nation today and schedule a free in-home estimate. Window Nation is going to save you 50% off all style of windows, so you get upfront pricing and no hidden terms. That's 50% off every style of window. Plus, for the next 2 weeks, you can save even more with 0% interest for 5 full years on your entire purchase. That's 0% interest until 2024. So get a jump on your spring cleanup and call Window Nation, where every window is installed by factory-trained professionals and guaranteed to be done right the first time. Plus, every window is backed by a company with an A-plus Better Business Bureau ranking and over 10,000 positive online reviews. Now, these are the many reasons Window Nation has installed over 475,000 windows in more than 80,000 homes. But you got to hurry, because these off-season savings are not going to last long. 50% off and 0% financing for 5 years. Call 866-90-NATION or visit their website, windownation.com, and tell them Jason sent you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Another keyword coming up in 9 minutes. Chance at $1,000. Bring the heats on the way as well. Stay tuned. 610-632-0975. We're coming to you live from Xfinity Live. Looking right at Citizens Bank Park. Crowds are trying to get through security to get into the stadium. Phil's Mets. And we get back to
look at that little guy. I love it.
Yeah, we saw.
I love it.
Oh, he's a real little guy. Look at that Tommy jersey.
Oh, it's beautiful. Look at that head of hair.
I miss it. I'd love to have a head of hair like that. Saw E-Rock here earlier bringing his 4-year-old to his first Phillies game. How about that?
Yeah.
You'd like to see those kind of
things. I messed up, man.
Should have brought the boys down today?
Yeah, man.
And that little guy over there in a Harper red jersey.
I should have just went and said, the hell with it.
Hey, boys, it's April. School ain't going to miss you for a day.
Yeah, man.
It's more important for a day at the park with the man, with the old man. Show you the ways of the Force. Teach the young Jedi. Talk to him about positioning and see that backhand stab. See how he got his feet there set.
Here's the problem. Is that the older one doesn't have the patience for the game. He's good at it. He's getting there. He's starting to... But to sit and watch and take in the game.
For the entirety.
You know, the way I want to do it.
So Moss is a nuanced guy. He sees the little elements.
I think the little one can do it. But I don't want to do... Here's the problem. I don't want to just take the little one because that's, you know, I do everything even.
Yeah. You got to split it 50-50.
Right. But I should have left today and said, you know what? I should have brought him. Either brought him to school or left right now, picked him up and went and...
Yeah, half day him.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got an appointment this afternoon that needs to be taken care of.
Correct.
So happens to be, it's at a bank.
I'm seeing all the kids around. I'm going, I messed up.
Yeah. Well, you can have a lot of opportunities to do that. And with this team, it's exciting. But the arms are going off.
Man.
Yeah. Some people are getting a little nervous, and they optioned Pivetta earlier today.
Well, you said it earlier. I agree with you. I think you nailed it. I love what he did. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great message sent.
Yep.
Early,
too.
You know what? Dude, no excuse. You were spotted 10 runs. 10 runs. You got to get me 7 innings. With 10 runs, and his pitch count was 100 after 5.
Yeah.
I mean, that's inexcusable for Pivetta.
Yeah, and you know, and I'm sure they articulated, like, dude, we just staked you 10. Let's eat some innings here today for us. Let's save this bullpen.
That's right.
We don't need to be ragging these guys out anymore with this 17-game stretch in a row that Andrews pointed out a couple of times.
No good.
Yeah, they got to take
care. So I love what he did. I love sending him down.
Yeah. Nick,
get your ass down there.
We're going to option you today. See you later. Get out.
No, but you want him to come back right.
yeah, get his head right and come back and be able to contribute to this team. Absolutely, you're correct. I think there's more women here today than there is guys.
That's unbelievable.
Is it ladies' day at the ballpark today?
This is outrageous.
I didn't get the memo. A little ant and a little moss would have been, head would have been on a swivel. Along with dad's. I don't know what's going on. The half shirt's back in, I see.
Yeah.
The old mid-drift. 610-632.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, it is. But jeez, you think it's August out here. Mike in South Philly's on the Fanatic. Hey, Mike.
Hey, man. What's going on, man? I love the show, man.
Thank you.
Yo, I want to make a comment about Ben Simmons and Brett Brown, man, and about the article, man. Yo, that article, there's some truth on the article, man. I read there. I believe there's something wrong with Ben Simmons, man. He has no respect with the Brett Brown. That's the reason he made that comment about he want to train with Magic Johnson. And also, he doesn't want to be trained with Mikey, else besides his brother.
Let me throw something at you, Mikey, because I don't believe this story. I don't believe that. Brett Brown,
no,
hold on. I want you to listen to me, all right? And I want you to apply this to your own life. So Brett Brown has known Ben Simmons since he was a baby. He held him in his arms. He's that friendly with his father. Now, imagine your own life and imagine someone that you go that far back with. And maybe, you know, like that we used to call uncle. Maybe you weren't related, but you were that close. Are you really, really going to be a one guy? Forget about Brett Brown as a coach, period. His relationship with Ben Simmons should be tight. Right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. My point is this. Let's assume your uncle told you to do things. If you don't want to do, are you going to expect you to be punished? No, because he's your uncle. So what I'm saying here, Brett Brown and Ben Simmons, they should not be together because Ben Simmons, he doesn't care whatever Brett Brown say. You know, like, if he told him to shoot, he doesn't want to shoot. If you're another coach, let's assume you have a Popovich or Doc River or Brad Stevens or Ben Simmons, I want to see 10 shots per day.
Okay, I got to let you go, Mike, because your phone's horrible.
Yeah, but listen, I get you, and he's got to shoot. He's got to shoot. I'm feeling you. But, and you know, what we saw the other night was what he should be doing, and that's it. He should be doing that. That's it. But I got news for you. I still don't believe that there was some rift. That's what that story is. That's why I don't believe that story. There was a rift between Ben Simmons and Brett Brown. Brett as a coach is one thing, coaching his team forward. But him, you know how it is. When you're that close with somebody, there's no way in the world that I believe that he's that difficult to his own guy, the guy that held him when he was a baby.
Yeah. And his dad.
They go deep. They go to Australia, to a different place. Who, if you're from another world, right, there's going to be a natural inclination to be connected with someone who was at the same world that you did. Like if you came, like if I came from Italy and I lived in Italy for the first 16 years, you know, somebody who's older that had been there, we can relate. We share that common thing.
Yeah, there's an understanding.
They were in Australia together.
Yeah. And the connection with his father.
He knew
too.
The kid. He knew the kid growing up.
Yeah.
That's the point.
Yeah. That is a red flag. You're absolutely right. Sam in Lancaster's on the Fanatic. Hey, Sammy.
How's it going, folks?
What's up, bud?
Hey, so this whole story that came out, you know, I know who the source is, and it couldn't be more obvious, and it stinks. You could smell it. You could smell it from here. You know who the source is, right?
I don't know who the source is. Nope.
Anthony, it couldn't be more obvious. The source is either Markelle Fultz or someone from his camp. And the giveaway ticket is, hey, when did that, you know...
Oh, Orlando.
Orlando, who had, you know, who was talking some junk after he got traded? Who was unhappy? You know this
kind
source.
Kind of dissed Brett Brown?
Exactly.
You know, that's
exactly.
Interesting.
Yeah, very interesting.
That's good work, police work by you.
Yeah.
Detective Sam. It couldn't be more obvious, and
yeah, I never even thought, you know, quite frankly, who would I just dismissed the story.
I dismiss it too. I'm not worried about it. The timing of it, the fact that The writer is from New York himself. It all just stinks. It all smells of what exactly it is, and that's nothing. You know,
there's a couple details that were a little sketchy. Was it in Portland or was it in?
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
San Antonio.
Yeah. And you know what? That's a. That's interesting.
He got his sources, which I guess
he has an agenda.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Both of them have agendas.
Yeah.
You know, I think that.
You're saying the rat is false.
Oh, the rat has always been false, first of all. But, you know, it just.
Classic.
It makes me laugh.
Who's the rat?
He can rat on Simmons for faking an illness and missing one game when he's faked an injury for 2 years and missed two seasons. So,
meet Kettle.
It is.
Wow.
It is what it is. But that's the guy right there. That's your story.
I love it. Sammy, that's great work by you, bro.
That's Car of the Week worthy, too, man. Look, you said it earlier. Whoever the source is for any of this.
Had agenda, yeah.
Has an agenda, and they always do.
That's funny. I just watched The Departed again the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Who's the rat? There's a rat.
By the way, have you heard the latest with Markelle Fultz and his love life?
No, dude, I have not.
No?
Not really following, but yeah.
There's a rumor that he left his pregnant girlfriend for her sister.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the latest. And then she apparently was, he believed she was cheating on him, so he started, like, hacking into her social media stuff to try to find out.
How does this, like, stuff come out?
Yeah, websites. Online.
Because somebody's got an agenda. What is going on?
You know what?
You would remove all that from sports.
I got to tell you, there's nothing where... I know the bro loves that stuff, too. Jim, you like that stuff.
Well, that's part of why I know is from the bro.
Happy birthday. You know, I got to tell you, I am the least interested in Markelle Fultz as a Markelle Fultz, let alone his love life.
I'm disinterested in his his basketball life.
Quite frankly, I didn't even know he was old enough to date girls. we want to talk about something I'm really not interested in.
Out of sight, out of mind.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.